We want to welcome Wendy Shafransky to the podcast here today. She's going to talk all things serious performance and virtual strength and conditioning. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Good. So, tell me a little bit about your fitness. How'd you get into it and why did you decide to make it your life?
I was always active as a kid. My dad was a college football player and, you know, just ingrained in us to play a sport. Mm-hmm. It was either play sports all year round or get a job, you know, in high school. So I played, my sport was volleyball and, you know, played that consistently all through high school, dipped my toe in soccer, even through the shot put on the track team.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then in college, didn't really do much of anything, didn't really work out. And then after got back into it, I'd do anything from, I ran a marathon to just gym training to I was did obstacle course racing, but it wasn't like Spartan. It was, you know, 10 obstacles, go as fast as you can. And the goal was under a minute, you know, the cargo net and over the wall and all that stuff. So that was, that actually brought me to finding CrossFit. So very early days in CrossFit, like 2007. And Rob and I, my husband, found this online and we're like, what exactly is this? And we started kind of trying to figure the workouts out and do some of it. And then an affiliate opened up in Sebastian. And so we started going there. We'd get up really early in the morning, drive to Sebastian for their 5 a.m. class, drive back to Vero and go to Anytime Fitness or the Jungle Club and do, you know, a strength training workout. And then fast forward another 2 years, we became gym owners. It was nothing I ever wanted to do. My background's in marketing and advertising. So I worked for different agencies. I, at the time, was a marketing director for a furniture manufacturer, manufactured in the Philippines. So I'd get to travel to Asia and things like that. So that was cool. But I was one of those people that liked the comfort of having a paycheck and seeing where your career trajectory could go. And Rob is very entrepreneurial. And so he kind of talked me into it. And at first it was just, oh, we'll see where it goes. We were 1,000 square feet. And then 5 years into it, I said, I can't do both things and, you know, and quit my day job and became a full-time gym owner. And we had expanded over the years. And here we are today.
It's tough not to do something 100%. Your mind's being pulled in different directions, I'm sure. Yeah.
And I felt almost that I wasn't fair to the people I was working for because my mind was on my business as well. Mm-hmm. So we parted on great terms, still friends with them, you awesome. Know, but yeah, so now I don't think I'm designed to do one job. I mean, even as a gym owner, after leaving the furniture manufacturer, I worked for Julian Pinot, who's a movement therapist, and traveled the world with him doing seminars. And then even when I was in marketing, I'd have little side hustles and, you know, write for people. And now we have a supplement company. So I guess I don't make it easy on myself.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about that supplement company.
So it's called Serious Performance. We've been around a little over 3 years now. And I've, you know, taken supplements throughout my life. You know, sometimes doing the latest and greatest, you know, things you see out there for performance. But most of them were for health. You know, you get a blood work done and, you know, you're low on vitamin D or B12 or whatever. So you would take that. Always been aware of what I put in my body for the most part. I grew up as a pretty heavy kid. And then after high school and my first year of college, I'm like, you know what? I want to learn about what I can put in my body and, you know, eat better, because it was McDonald's before that. And so really got into nutrition, and a lot of the supplements out there are just, they're full of stuff you don't even really know what it is. So always interested in supplements, but not necessarily as a career. One of my friends, Jeff Evans, who's a former CrossFit Games athlete, got to know him over the last few years. Rob was a coach for him. He started blending herbs during the pandemic because he was the strong guy. You know, he's got like a 440-pound clean and jerk. He's ridiculous.
Very strong.
Yeah, but cardio wasn't his thing. I mean, he still is on the upper level to make it to the CrossFit Games, but that was, you know, he's the bigger guy. So he was researching herbs, blending them, and he hit on this pre-workout blend that doesn't have stimulants that just opened his lungs up. So Rob and I tried it. We're like, holy crap, you've hit onto something. We let people in our gym try it. And then he was going to go ahead and launch it himself. And then we told him we want in and let's do this. So we made it a, you know.
How long ago was that?
Just over 3 years ago. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So for the first year, we just had the one product. It's called Flow. And it's this liquid endurance, all natural pre-workout, all herbal. And yeah, so we really kind of just scratched the surface in the supplement industry and put ourselves on the map with that product.
So I've heard about Flow far before meeting you.
Oh, yeah.
Only a little less than a year ago up in Tampa when I was living up there. There was a CrossFit gym up there and there was a girl who was like, I guess, an affiliate with you guys or however that works with you all. But she was talking about Flow from that point on. So you guys, like, Flow is your big product.
Yeah, yeah, that's our hero product.
So is there a certain type of person who benefits more from that than others?
Yeah, I mean, we say it's for athletes who engage in high-intensity exercise. So that could be CrossFit, that could be endurance, obstacle course racing, that sort of thing. So that's who we cater to. But we've even heard from people that say, I don't even have to use my inhaler anymore. You know, I took it during COVID and I came back fine, like that sort of thing.
That's
so
really cool.
Yeah, yeah. There's a tree bark called Arjuna in there.
Okay.
And that has been used in Ayurvedic medicine for centuries to strengthen cardiac tissue. And when there is one small study that's, it was when it was paired with ashwagandha, which is also in our product, there's a synergistic effect and it improves VO2 max. So we've actually have Cal State University at Monterey Bay doing a formal study for us on our product alone. So right now they're recruiting the, you know, the participants and they're doing the baseline VO2 max testing and then everyone will be on it for a month and then they'll do the after. And we did that with six athletes on our own. I was one of them, Chuck Sullivan, who's a member at our gym, who's a CrossFit Games Masters athlete, Jeff, Taylor Stallings, who's, she was a high level CrossFit regional, but she's a power lifter. She's ridiculously strong. Cardio is not great, but these were all trained individuals. So it wasn't going from the couch to all of a sudden your VO2 max improves because you start working out and everyone improved their work capacity. And we saw, you know, up to, I think, 25% increase in VO2 max on some people.
So what does that look like from a day to day? Is it something I take in the morning? I take it on my aerobic workouts?
We try to get people to take it every day. It is a daily heart health supplement. And the more it, you know, it benefits you by being consistent with it. On workout days, you would take it 30 to 60 minutes before your workout. And then anytime on rest days. And because it doesn't have stimulants, you know, people can take it and work out at night, you know, that sort of thing. And it's not going to keep them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Defeats the purpose if you stay up all night and can't get any sleep, right?
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then you guys just released a new product, Renew.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Well, tell me about that.
Okay. So Renew, it's a wellness supplement. It's got wild-caught marine collagen, bovine colostrum, and cordyceps mushroom. So it does have protein in it, but it's not a protein powder. It's, you know, the protein from collagen doesn't have all the amino acids in it. So we're not trying to compete with whey protein. This is purely a wellness supplement. So, you know, a lot of people take collagen for hair, skin, and nails. And there was a lot of debate over the years. Does it really work? The research isn't there. But now, fast forward to today, there is a lot of research, a lot of experts that deal with injury and recovery. They promote it for tendon and ligament strength. So it's going to benefit your hair, skin, and nails. But if you're an athlete, you're more worried about tendon and ligament strength. So that is where the collagen comes in the ingredients. The colostrum, so colostrum is like the first milk that comes out after a mammal gives birth, and it's full of nutrients. So there's immunity benefits, there's gut benefits, and then the cordyceps mushroom is stamina and endurance and just energy. So it's just really a complete wellness inside and out type of supplement.
I have a lot of patients who talk about how can I, from a nutritional standpoint, and a lot of our people kind of go back and forth a bit, and they're highly active individuals and athletes, right? they're already maximizing things. They're looking for that additional advantage.
Yes.
And they always ask me, how do I heal better from injuries? Yeah. And collagen is definitely one thing to put onto the table.
Yeah.
Much like flow, is it an everyday kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. All of ours are. I mean, we do have a sleep supplement called REM, and I like to tell people to cycle on and off sleep supplements, but it's, you know, it doesn't have melatonin because, you know, I think that's been overdone for one, but it does make you feel groggy in the morning. At least, you know, all of us on our team felt that. So, you know, recovery is so important and sleep is the key to recovery. So we have that. So that's, you know, you could cycle on and off of it. Maybe you need a good night's sleep. You take it one night, next night you're tired, you don't take it, that sort of thing. But pretty much all of ours are ones that you want to incorporate into your lifestyle.
Okay. So you have all these things going on from a supplement standpoint, and now it looks like you guys have also released some programming that's really new. What are those involving? I've done a couple of them and loved, especially athletic development.
Yeah.
What is your end goal with that?
Well, our goal, so our audience is CrossFit. I mean, what our key audience. So that's kind of where we were born. We're now dipping our toe in endurance and that sort of thing. And we do love a lot of the principles, but we see that it's not necessarily being done safe and for longevity. So it's, you know, beating yourself up, every day. It's overuse injuries, you know, movement patterns being done back to back that are very similar. So we wanted to create some training templates that would appeal to that audience, but maybe have them actually progress in a different way. So athletic strength, for instance, that is my favorite one because there's a lot of movements people are probably have never done in their life, or they're explosive, or you really kind of tap into your inner badass and you're like, wow, I just did all this like really cool explosive work. And it is paired with strength work as well. You know, each one has a different outcome. They can be done back to back. You could take a break in your current training and knock a 8 week, you know, cycle out and then go back to it and see how you do. So we're trying to educate and just offer smarter solutions for progress.
I can personally attest to the athletic one where it brought back the playing baseball back in the days and training. It was really, it was neat to get that feel again, and something where I think a lot of people move away from that when they're done playing sports and they think, I just do gym stuff now. Like, you can still be explosive and like there's no reason not to. It's really fun.
Yep. And Rob wrote those along with Dom Dixon. He was a college football player. And he even said afterwards, you know, you lose your identity in a way. And so he trains people and he has so many tools in his toolbox and has a degree in exercise physiology as well. But he's trained so many people to just kind of tap into that inner athlete.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
A favorite? A template? Definitely the athletic strength.
That's fun.
And a lot of these we've tested these workouts in our gym. They are for general population. If you have aspirations to be a marathoner or a CrossFit Games athlete, you know, no, they're not going to be the template for you. But if you're just the 99.99% of people that just want to look good, perform well, get stronger, then they're a great solution.
I'm kind of bringing that back into the supplement part. If you look at field athletes, the beating they take from taking hits as a football player and all that, you can stay on top of that stuff and give yourself that advantage.
Yeah.
You're going to set yourself up for success. Like you have to.
Yeah, definitely. But in the supplements too, I think a lot of people look at them as a magic bullet. And not every ingredient in every supplement is going to work for everyone. I mean, just like people react differently to food, you know, they could react different to an ingredient and it might not sit with them well. But if they're aware of their bodies, if they are eating right, sleeping, that sort of thing, then supplements can give you that small percentage to push you to the next level. But they're not the end all be all. You know, all those pillars need to be in place as well.
Nutrition, fitness,
moving
well, all that, right?
And
this is to supplement that, support that. And
you
guys do a really good job of all the rest of it. And Vero Strength, you guys are now giving everyone the advantage of that 1%. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So Wendy, if people are interested in the Sirius products, what is the best way to find them?
So we're mainly e-commerce. We're in a handful of gyms, but most people buy online at Sirius, that's C-E-R-U-S, performance.com. And we're on the social medias as well. So awesome. Instagram, Facebook.
And we'll link all that below and okay. make sure you guys can get to that. But Wendy, thank you for all the information and we look forward to chatting soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy.